Today we're going to be talking about the ethical and legal obligations that attorneys have and some steps that law firms and attorneys and even House counsel need to be considering in order to meet their ethical obligations. And with me is Andy Sawyer, who I'll let him give a little brief introduction, but is the Director of Security at Locklord.
Thanks, Will. So I spend probably 100% of my time worrying about physical and cyber security issues at the law firm and the offices we have scattered across the planet. So from the cybersecurity perspective, my number one priority is it's called the cybersecurity triad, the confidentiality and integrity and availability of our information and the information that our clients have given us and put in our custody. So we have custodial access to a lot of client information, and over the past 3 or 4 years, I think the hackers have kind of woken up to the fact that law firms are just great treasure troves. They're a good one-stop shop for pretty much any industry that you you want to get information from, whether it's a bank, an oil and gas firm. Try the law firm first. So we stay pretty busy. And with that...
So today we're going to start off with providing an overview of the threat landscape and how law firms and attorneys are being targeted so you understand what the risks are to your organization. We'll then talk about what the attorney's ethical and legal obligations are to protect client data. And then we'll finish by providing some practical recommendations on how you should be able protecting that client data and to meet those ethical and legal obligations. So starting with the threat landscape, I like to explain the threat landscape into sort of segregated into two areas, internal threats versus external threats.